As we get deeper into the summer and deeper into baseball season, we've got a whole bunch of different baseball options that are starting to open up. And one of the most fun in our area is the Burlington Sock Puppets, part of the Appy League. And we are joined today on the phone by the general manager of the Burlington Sock Puppets, Anderson Rathbun. Anderson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, of course. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Super excited about the upcoming season. Wonder if you could kind of give people a rundown, if they're not familiar, on what the Appalachian League is like.
Yeah, so the Appalachian League has been a long time, over 100-year history in Major League Baseball's system somehow, some way. For the majority, it was a rookie-level affiliate of in the minor league system. And then after 2020, we transformed the Appalachian, or Major League Baseball transformed, I should say, the Appalachian League into a summer collegiate summer league now. So we feature D1 and JUCO products across the country. We have kids from Duke, North Carolina, NC State, all the way from UCLA. We got kids out in California. So a very, very awesome pool of talent here in the Appalachian League. And yeah, we kick off June 6th and go 2 months and end at the end of July.
So June 6th is when the season starts. Mark your calendars for that. And it's always a lot of fun, a lot of interesting promotions going on out there at those games as well. Wanted to talk a little bit first about a pretty exciting development. I understand that there's been a little bit of renovation at the stadium up there in Burlington.
Yeah, the renovation project is underway. Construction is about halfway through from a full completion standpoint. It'll be operational, and fans will be able to enjoy the new viewing deck options out there in right field at Bronx Athletic Stadium here this summer. But yeah, the total project still, it won't be done till August, but fans will be able to start using it here on opening night, June 8th.
We are speaking with Anderson Rathbun of the Burlington Sock Puppets. And since we're talking sock puppets, I also understand that there is a new sock puppet character that recently debuted.
Yeah, so we released our third community character last week. It is the company sock that honors the company shop's train station that is the premier passenger train station here in Alamance County. And the company shop's town, or the town of company shops, rather, that really was the start of Burlington proper back in the 1850s, where it was just really a train repair station for about 30 years before Burlington was officially incorporated as a city in 1887.
Sounds fun for sure. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some of the things you're excited for in the upcoming season.
Yeah, so we're really excited. This is going to actually be our first year. So this is our third year in the new revised Appalachian League. But this is going to be the first year that we feature almost every team from the Tobacco Road rivalry. We have an NC State player. We have two players from North Carolina, two players from Duke University. Don't have anybody from Wake Forest, but we're really excited to get those Duke and Carolina guys here this summer to really just round out the Central North Carolina baseball here in Burlington.
If folks make the trip up to Burlington to go to a Sock Puppets game, what can they expect while they're at the game?
Just a high, intense, energetic atmosphere. Whether you like baseball, whether you don't like baseball, there's really something for everybody. And that's one thing we try to focus on as an organization. And that's the whole philosophy and the brand behind the silliness of the Sock Puppets is it's going to be a fun night out. It's going to be a safe night out. And you're going to leave wanting to hopefully come back to another game to experience it. Every single game we try to make different somehow, some way, where if you haven't been to the ballpark lately, you haven't been to the ballpark here in Browns Athletic Stadium. So just to be look forward to a high energy, high excitement experience anytime you walk through the gates at Sockville.
Also looking at the website right now, we're talking Burlington Sock Puppets Baseball with General Manager Anderson Rathbun. I'm looking at a lot of the promotions you got coming up. Those throwback jerseys, throwback jersey night on June 24th, those look phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. So we actually had a little Facebook. Well, it started off as just a little Facebook fun when we were doing just throwing out a couple different variations of popular Major League Baseball throwbacks and designed to our own. And yeah, the fan vote, we put it to a fan vote, and this one honors the Houston Astros back in the 80s and 90s. So we're really excited to debut that jersey here. I think it's going to be in July.
Excellent. We're talking Sock Puppets baseball. We've got about a minute left still. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
No, I mean, just the overall. If you haven't been to the game, if you haven't been to a Sock Puppets game the first 2 years, we'd love to have you out. I mean, tickets start at just $7 a piece, and we try to be as family affordable as possible. Like, you can come to a game with your family and hopefully not have to break out anything more than a couple $20 bills, if that. So we're excited to be here in Burlington, North Carolina. We're excited about the success that we've had over the first 2 years, both on the field and off the field with our fans. And yeah, we're just ready to get the season underway.
Anderson, thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll figure out a way to get you on again sometime later on once the season started as well.
Of course, I'll be here. I appreciate you guys having me.